The poll by Siena College asked voters whether they think a new teacher evaluation system brokered by Governor Cuomo will improve the quality of education in New York. Siena's Steve Greenberg says most said yes.
Overall, though, voters think that this new teacher evaluation system will help to improve the quality of education.
The poll also asked respondents about the governor's effectiveness in a number of areas, including education. While a majority thought that Cuomo has improved the ethical standards and fiscal condition of the state, more thought Cuomo's efforts in education had made matters worse.
What stands out is that's the only issue where more voters said he's made it a problem than has improved the issue.
Only 22% think the governor's efforts to date have helped education. 27% think Cuomo's actions have made things worse, although most, 45%, think Cuomo's policies have had no effect either way. Advocates of increased funding for education seized on the poll's findings. Billy Easton with the Alliance for Quality Education says last year Cuomo presided over a budget that cut $1.3 billion in aid to schools. And he says New Yorkers are now feeling the effects.
Parents and community members are seeing the kinds of cuts that are being implemented across the state. Cuts in kindergarten, cuts in college prep courses, class sizes are ballooning. These cuts hurt, and people know it, and I think that they see that the cuts coming out of Albany are the reason that this is happening in local communities.
But Greenberg with Siena believes it's more complicated than that.
This governor is saying it's not about the money, it's about the outcome, it's about the result. This governor talked in his State of the State message back in January about how he wants to be the lobbyist on behalf of students, that we've got to focus on quality of education, results, outcomes, and not focus on money.
Cuomo mentions those points frequently in his standard stump speech. He explained his position recently to reporters.
The problem with education in New York is not money. We have one of the highest spending rates in the nation. Our performance isn't where our spending is. And what people will tell you in their lives is it's not about just spending more money. The answer isn't spending more money. When the service isn't being provided, the answer is to go figure out what's wrong with the service and how do you make the service better. Don't just throw more money at the problem.
Greenberg says since Cuomo has brought up the issue of the quality of education, voters are judging him on that.
He has set himself up on this issue. So if 2 years from now the quality of education from the voters' perception improves, well, then he will get the lion's share of the credit. But if voters don't think the quality of education improves over the next 2 years, I think the governor will get the lion's share of the blame for that.
Despite Cuomo's talk that more money is not the only answer, this year school funding will be increased 4% over last year, though the governor wants schools to compete for some of those funds. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.